The report shows middle-income filers with taxable incomes between $50,000 and $150,000 are particularly affected. WTA spokesperson David Callender says for a hypothetical married couple in that range, income taxes rise surprisingly quick as income increases. He says Wisconsin has a progressive income tax, but their study found it's less so in the middle.
Where it's less progressive is right really in the middle, with the incomes between roughly about $50,000 and $150,000. And at that point, you actually see a loss of some progressivity. So in general, the tax is quite good if you're a low-income earner. It's also fairly generous if you're an upper-income earner, but it does take a pinch from the middle-income folks.
Callender says the vast majority of taxes come from middle-income earners.
Majority of taxes really do come from those middle-income earners. There is always a temptation on the part of legislators and governors to sort of go where the money is. This is the kind of thing where, as we're in the budget process and as we're moving forward on a number of fronts, it never hurts to just take a look and sort of see who's getting swept up in the tax net.
Callender says Wisconsin's individual income tax ranks relatively high among the states, 12th highest according to available federal figures. What is not well known is the rank varies depending on taxpayer income from a high as 10th to as low as 32nd. A link to the report is on the WXPR website. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.